Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
About the depression of women, but how about us guys, Rambo?
Emotions, feelings, Savior, healing, to know that grace, to be embraced.
Now addressing the struggles that men have with depression. You know, you hear a lot about women's struggles with depression, but not much those about men. And as a matter of fact, today, for this particular show, this is kind of a little bit of a self-therapy for me because this week I'm in a little bit of a funk. I've had a little conflict with an immediate family member, and it's kind of left my feelings down there in the basement. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to do a segment on men's depression. As a matter of fact, in my family, depression has been passed down through at least two generations. My dad really struggled with it. As a matter of fact, he ended his life because of it. My mother struggled with it. And I've had a grandmother who has had to seek professional help over depression. With me personally, there tends to occasionally occur a small downer mood. This is akin physically to kind of like a low-grade fever. It's not enough to debilitate, obviously. I'm doing this program today, even though I'm feeling in a funk. But it does have some effect.
Hey, Gary, I'm kind of down there in the tank with you myself. I think it's because of all the reports come in, and life has officially been declared unfair. And if all is not lost, I'd like to know, where is it?
Hey, I'm with you.
And you know, Gary, I'm beginning to think that the bottom line is that my wild oats have turned into prunes and all bran.
Listen, Stag, I'm not referring now to a funk that is caused by the loss of a loved one or a job or something else very foundational in your life. I mean, you could experience a nearly debilitating depression during a grieving period as you work through some kind of an enormous loss. In time, though, you're going to recover your normal mental psyche from such a loss. However, now, if you have staked you're all on the person or the thing that you've lost, then healthy recovery is going to be a lot more difficult, although still possible. Now, also, I'm not addressing chronic depression caused by rare chemical imbalances. I'm talking about just why is it that some men seem to be naturally blessed with a more upbeat outlook and some men, like myself, are not. I don't know if anybody can really explain that. Frankly, I'm a little envious of them. For instance, one such man is my father-in-law, who has had a tough upbringing, including a stormy relationship with his dad, and we've talked about how influential that is on our dispositions and our mood. However, my father-in-law also suffers from numerous health ailments. Despite these, his life still has always had a shine, a smile, a positive spin on life. My dad, on the other hand, had a similar background as my father-in-law, but he struggled emotionally all his life. Bottom line, you know, I think it's my belief what Abraham Lincoln said, and old Abe struggled with serious bouts of depression, and he recognized truth, I believe, when he said, "We're about as happy as we make our minds up to be."
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
So how about the normal kind of funk that you fall into? You usually fall into a funk for one of two reasons. I've read about this, and I've experienced both of them. Number one, your expectations for life are either too high, or number two, you're doing some things for which your conscience is hammering you. All right, now, if your expectations are too high, you're expecting so much from life that really nothing can satisfy. So, you're miserable. I mean, I've known men so perfectionist-driven or controlling of their wife and family and what have you, and under an illusion of how grandiose and magnificent that they are, that nothing can fulfill them. Now, as their unrealistic expectations are not met, then they're emotionally on the skids. I know. I've been there. I still struggle from time to time not to return there either. But the power of prayer my own heart cry is, oh, help me, God, and some best buds, I mean some deep-spirited friends, continue to release me from such strongholds. I found the upshot to be a deeper commitment than I personally have ever known. Not perfect contentment, as I'm doing this show right now. I'm kind of down in the tank. But I can see a sizable improvement in my psyche that improves every year. Now, another reason for inducing a funk, destructive behavior. You may trigger bewildering downer moods when you're involved in behavior that your conscience says is personally destructive as well as harmful to others. I've come to recognize these behaviors usually put me in conflict with close loved ones, too. So, Rambo, what is the most effective way to pull yourself up from a funk? Well, you can take it like a man, along with the support and the aid of a few life-controlling strongholds. Just taking it like a man. Well, you can take it like a man, of course, with the help of a few defense mechanisms that you've gathered along the way. These defense mechanisms usually germinating from a harsh childhood, and so you use them to cope for abuses and for the lack of warm emotional fuzzies when you were a little boy. These defense mechanisms emerge to cope with and escape from and give you medication from feelings of unworthiness, insecurity, and low self-worth. And they can be, among other things, addictions to anger, fretting, porn, sex with yourself, fornication, gluttony, drugs, booze, workaholism. I mean, they can be deadly. So the question you have to ask yourself is, do I continue to live with these thieves of hope, depression? Now, here's the question you got to ask yourself. Is there any long-term benefit of holding on to destructive habits? Or do you open yourself to truth, health, and healing? For everybody, help starts with the personal, supernatural being from beyond the universe who created us for himself and who considers my life and your life, even our despair and our funk, a priority. From God comes the beginning of all healing, comes strength and favor to deal with and to heal from illusions and shattered dreams. If healing and restoration are your goal, you know there's no other option but to get the destructive stuff on the table and deal with it. Have somebody help you. Otherwise, it's going to mess with you forever. It'll not only torment you, but unless you get it on the table with somebody who can help you, you're going to produce it in those around you, like your children.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.